Good morning. It is a Monday morning, and we are with Ken Lovett, now Senior Vice President for Communications and Albany Director for Metropolitan Public Strategies, former Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, we got a lot of places to go this morning. Why don't we start with what has been making news quite a bit in our region, and this has to do with the measles. And some lawmakers were going to be introducing a bill to end religious exemptions from vaccines today.
Yeah, as a lot of people know, we've seen the worst outbreak of measles in decades, and a large part it comes out of the anti-vaxxer movement, and some of it has centered around the Orthodox and ultra-Orthodox communities in New York. So several lawmakers, including Brad Hoyleman, a state senator from Manhattan, and Jeffrey Dinowitz, an assemblyman from the Bronx, are going to have a legislation, a bill that would outlaw the religious exemptions, that now you can claim a religious exemption to avoid getting your kids vaccinated. It's part of several pieces of legislation. There's one that would allow teenagers to basically overrule their parents and in a bill and allow them to get vaccinated if they so desire. It's in response to what is quickly becoming a public health crisis, and both localities and the state are looking for ways to tackle it.
Ken, the Attorney General of the state of New York, that's Letitia James, she is going after the NRA.
Yeah, she's announced that she's going to investigate the NRA finances over their tax-exempt status. It's something she had talked about looking into anyway, but the impetus was the recent fight between the NRA president, Oliver North, who is now no longer going to be president, and top NRA official Wayne LaPierre. North's raised issues about spending by the organization, including $200,000 on clothing purchases, wardrobe purchases, by LaPierre. So the Attorney General in recent days sent out subpoenas and a document preservation order. So she's going to take on the NRA. It's not the first time New York has taken aim at the group, and the governor has gone after them through his financial agency. And now the Attorney General is on board with her own investigation.
Hey, who's Nick Langworthy, Ken, and what is he up to?
Nick Langworthy is the Erie County Republican chairman, well-known, well-liked among his peers. He is going to challenge Ed Cox, the longtime state GOP chairman. He says last year was an utter disaster for the Republicans in New York. They lost their last vestige of power in the state Senate, and he wants to take Cox out. Cox's term is up this year. Langworthy says he's going to challenge him. It's going to be an interesting battle. Cox believes he has the support he needs for yet another term. Langworthy says that they need more energy, a different direction, and it's important they make a change. The vote's going to be coming up, I believe, in July. So the next couple of weeks, you're going to hear a lot about this, as both travel the state trying to win support.
Well, as we know, the session still continues, and there's a number of issues to wrap up, including marijuana legalization, rent control, extension and expansion, aid in dying, also charter schools.
Yeah, lawmakers are coming back today. They had a two-week break. It was a pretty frazzled pace for a lot of the first half of the session, not something we're used to. They passed a lot of stuff already, whether that was gun control, abortion rights, pro-gay rights stuff, bail reform and other criminal justice reforms, a plastic bag ban. So now they're coming back, and the big issues, I know, at least for the Assembly, Democrats, are marijuana legalization, rent control laws that are expiring. A lot of Democrats want to expand the New York City rent control laws, and not just expand them in New York, but actually expand them to upstate, where that would be a new one. And there's also a push to allow undocumented immigrants driver's licenses. So there's a lot on the agenda. The only thing that really has to get done is the rent control laws, because they expire. So it's going to be interesting to see what the legislature can agree to now that it's all Democratic, and what they can agree to with Governor Cuomo, who obviously has to sign the bills.
I sense a fight with some of the upstate lawmakers on this.
Yeah, they're not happy with the expansion of the rent laws, so it's going to be an interesting debate to watch. And we've seen already where the suburban and upstate Democrats in the Senate have helped block certain initiatives because it just wasn't good for their constituents. So not all Democrats are created equal.
Ken Lovett, joining us on a Monday, Senior VP for Communications and Albany Director for Metropolitan Public Strategies. Ken, thanks.
Anytime. Be well.